55 degrees in Salem, 55 in Danville, 57 in Roanoke, 55 in Bedford and Lynchburg. In most places, it's about 55.
Okay.
I like it.
Can I have a little teaser for your five and dine? I don't want people to go away. I want them to stick around.
Okay.
Because I never really want people to leave. This is just a...
Cheeseburger in paradise.
It's close.
It is. It is.
It's an interesting. It's a cheeseburger soup.
It is interesting. I've
got so many soup recipes.
Yeah.
You know, as somebody said me during the fall, and it shows George from Seinfeld going, "Shh, stop talking. I'm switching into soup mode." He's going to see the soup Nazi.
The soup Nazi. Yeah. Yeah.
There's so many, and I love making soups and mm-hmm. stews and. Yeah. Things like that, but I can eat them year round
mm-hmm.
and enjoy them year round.
Yeah.
So, how about a feel good story? Are you ready?
I'm ready for it. Let's do it.
Well, it started out not so great, as we've had a lot of flooding mm-hmm. The last couple of weeks or so. A woman in Arlington was caught up in some floodwaters last Thursday.
Okay.
When heavy rains flooded parts of the regions. And she was pushed out of the floodways by two very large Marines.
Wow.
I mean, these are big fellas here. She was reunited with them and had an opportunity to thank them.
Oh, nice.
This week.
Nice.
She said she wanted to thank them personally for all they do. And I was very grateful for what happened. And I wanted to thank them personally. It was so beautiful that I felt so emotional over. I thought it was such an American thing.
Hmm.
So.
That's great.
Apparently she's not originally from America. So it was pretty moving for her.
So. It reminds me of Zsa Zsa Gabor in her one music video. It pops in my head because she had two guys that look like they could have been Arnold Schwarzenegger's.
Well, these guys are very large. There's a viral video now that shows her, though, in her car.
Oh, wow.
And you see the floodwaters rising around her as she's sitting on a road near the Arlington National Cemetery.
Oh,
I
Lord.
Mean, it was, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
And
yeah, that's a
group of Marines get off a bus.
Wow.
That was parked under a bridge and start working to help them.
That's amazing.
And she says the Marines are going to help us. And it's a pretty amazing, and yeah. I mean, and they're in dress uniform too.
Oh, they are, really? Wow. Good for them.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, the Zsa Zsa Gabor video, the workout video, the guys weren't wearing shirts. You could see all their muscles.
Not as dignified.
No, not as dignified.
No.
Well, these guys, I mean, you know, they are I don't know. They're just cut from a different cloth.
That's
these
why they
Marines.
Say the few, the proud,
the Marines.
That's exactly right.
That's a good story. I like that.
Yeah,
and we've got some, you know, local stuff going on with flooding, so be careful if you're out there today. We had some Botetourt County school buses that were canceled today because of the areas they would have to go out into, because there has been some localized flooding because we got a ton of rain the last day and a half,
mm-hmm.
you know, and by the time I got home, it tapered off. I wanted to, this is weird, but when you've put in a drain system like I have, you want to go home and watch the water rushing out of it. It just brings you a sense of accomplishment.
That
everything is still working.
All right.
Yeah, I put in 350 feet of underground drainage that you can't even see except for the one little spout
right
at the end of my... right near the end of my driveway. I have it coming out right before the city grade, so it goes over top of it and goes right in, which is great. But when it's raining super hard, Janet, it shoots out past it like a fire hose.
Okay.
It's a 4-inch pipe. That's exciting, you know, just to see water gushing out.
I think that's a guy thing.
It is a guy thing.
That's okay.
But if we could harness that power, maybe I could power my own house. When it rains.
You could have like a little water wheel and put
that
out there and maybe, I don't know, run a flashlight or something.
That's probably right.
It's probably all it would run.
A small flashlight.
Are you ready for your life hack?
I am. Let's do it.
I picked this one with you in mind.
Oh, gee.
Mostly because I think you should switch over to natural peanut butter. But you know how natural peanut butter has a tendency to separate?
Yeah, because the oils and all that. Yeah.
Well, after you know, get it mixed up, if you store your peanut butter upside down, It your natural peanut butter.
Right.
It doesn't separate so much.
Interesting. Did not know that.
Yeah.
It's like natural peanut butter is just like it is just like cutting through.
You've really gotta stir it to get everything mixed up in there. Here's another one that might help you if you're a little forgetful. Not that you are.
Okay.
If you put something down temporarily, say it out loud. I've put my phone on the dresser.
He's talking to himself again.
This engages many more areas of the brain.
It does.
Particularly the language centers, which creates a richer memory and makes it less likely that you'll forget where you put it.
Okay.
I'll also try to say out loud when I turn off stoves, blow out candles, or unplug the hair straightener. And then it helps me eliminate these moments when I leave the house and go, did I leave that on?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I will go back in the house. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just locked the door. Wait a minute, did I? And I will go back in and verify.
Well, I will say that one of the ways I studied in school was I would read the information out loud.
Right.
And I would like read it into a tape recorder and then I would play it back.
Oh, okay.
I guess I was going to bed, I would play it back. Oh. To try to learn the information.
Interesting.
And I would do that with lyrics. I would write them.
Yeah, because you were a performer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's a lot, and you have to learn. You have to know a lot of lyrics.
Yeah.
Same thing with if I was in a play or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you write them and you speak them, you're engaging different parts and can remember.
Okay.
Better.
I like that.
So there you go. There's a couple for you.
What does it take to qualify to be on a five and dine? I mean, you can't use like premix stuff. It's
of course
be,
you can.
You can?
Absolutely.
Well, I tried something. You know,
I've got cheater recipes, and I'll tell you they're cheater recipes. People send me recipes all the time.
Right.
I don't share anything that I haven't tried.
Okay.
So I do try them. They're not all my recipes. I mean, my gosh.
I tried this.
Some of them are.
Yesterday had a weak moment.
Uh-oh.
Actually, it was...
Here we go.
Several moments, actually. Well, I'm trying to clean out things, you know. I'm getting ready to hire this trainer next week.
Uh-huh.
Next week, yeah.
So you're trying to get rid of all the bad food before
then?
Yeah,
and I don't know how long it's been sitting there, but it was a...
You could just throw it away.
I could, but it would be wasting. I did throw it away after I used about half of it. I had this recipe, or a box of angel food cake, just add water. And it was like a Duncan Hines I'd bought a long time ago. And
Did you have an angel food cake pan?
Well, I didn't need it. Because
you didn't?
No, because this is what I did. First of all, the egg, the dried egg was in one pack, and that was actually pretty hard. I had to break that up. And then you put the water in that first.
That sounds expired.
And then you use one of those metal whipping things there. Yeah, just
a whisk.
Yeah, a whisk. I whisked it really good, and then you add the cake mix in.
Uh huh.
And so I have this little thing I can use in the microwave, so I put some of it in, you know, for 30 seconds. No, don't put your hand on your head. You look like you're sad right now. Anyway,
you microwaved an angel food cake.
It worked. It worked.
It did not work.
Well, here was the thing. It was rising almost up out of the thing. And I go, oh my gosh, it's going to overflow like a muffin. That would make it amazing. It would have been angel food cake muffin. Anyways, it went back down after I shut the microwave off. I ate it. It tasted actually kind of like an angel cake. But then I thought.
Kind of. But not really.
What would make it better is butter. Put some butter on it. So I had my first one. And then I thought, wait. If butter tastes good on it, what would it be like if I added peanut
you
butter?
You put butter on an angel food cake?
It was still warm. It was like eating a muffin.
Oh, my word.
So I took some peanut butter.
You're killing me.
And mixed it in with the next one that I tried. And that would be my five and dine. Peanut butter angel food cake. It was amazing.
But it's not. See, here's the thing. Here's the one thing. You can't promise something in a title that you're not delivering. If you want to get beat up on MasterChef, then you promise something that you're not delivering.
Okay.
Like, I can't say, today we're going to make a cheeseburger soup.
Right.
And then it not resemble cheeseburger. That thing you made in the microwave is not going to taste anything like angel food. It might taste like sort of cake-like. angel food has to be baked in the right pan.
Right.
Then you have to store it upside down in the pan.
This sounds too complicated.
It is complicated, which is why I don't make my own angel food cake that often. So I don't, maybe you ought to leave cooking to me. Maybe.
Let's see. Who do we have on the line?
9-1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Is this Thomas? Do you want to comment on my peanut butter angel food cake?
You do know they make that survival food that lasts 25 to 50 years, and you just add water to it, and you eat that stuff.
Yeah.
If you're that hungry, I don't even like angel food cake, Mark, and I've never heard of that.
Well, you can buy it. I bought it at Aldi's, I think. It's just add water, angel food cake.
Angel food cake in a microwave.
Yeah, well, I mean, I did it in a cup. I didn't do the whole cake. I only put I was using it.
They make those Betty Crocker cup cakes in a cup thing, but
yeah.
I don't think angel food
mug
in a
cakes.
Cup.
Yeah,
it was like a mug cake. There you go.
Yeah, but they don't make angel food mug cakes for a reason.
Well, I know, but I got to be honest with. Once I added the peanut butter, it tasted pretty darn good.
What would you call that, Janet? Angel in a cup or a cup of angel or...
You don't want to know what I would call it.
Huh?
What? I would call it straight over to the garbage can, I think. I don't know.
Ooh.
But now...
She is Chef Ramsay this morning, too.
Yeah, well...
You don't make angel food cake in a mug. You just don't.
Or a microwave, apparently.
Or a microwave. But as Kara would say... He will eat anything. The man will eat anything.
If it's got peanut butter, there's good chance I'm going to try it.
Well, I see that, and that's kind of understandable for you, Mark. But, I mean, I'm like Janet. You don't do angel. I don't cook that much, and I wouldn't do angel food in a cup.
All I know is it tasted good.
That's religious, man.
You know
angel
what?
In a microwave, that's religious.
If you enjoyed it, that's all that matters.
And I threw the rest of the mix away. I didn't want to be tempted. I rinsed it down, and I sent a lot of hot water down the pipes because I was afraid it was going to clog it up, like my arteries were getting clogged yesterday. Hey, Thomas, thanks for calling in, and keep those 8-tracks and that triple X, T-shirt you got, the Nextel T-shirt, and we'll make a rendezvous on Saturday before my wife comes back into town. All right.
You know what he told me? Do you know what he told me, Janet, about my Nextel T-shirt? I told him the size of it. He said, that'd be good as a flag. I'm like, man, you've got to be kidding me.
A triple X.
Boy back then.
Yeah, you must have been. How big?
Janet has seen me, and I'm not, I used to be big, but I'm still a little big, but not that big. But yeah.
I think we're probably both about the same big. Are you in an XL?
Are you between a chunky and a husky? Are you a chusky? Because that's what Mark likes to be called.
I'm a husky, not a tusky.
Okay.
I've lost some weight. I'm down to about 3'10" right now, so I'm not doing bad, but I'm still wearing a 3 because I like it loose as a goose.
Okay.
You know?
No, I understand.
All right.
I understand.
Thanks for calling,
I'm in
Thomas.
An XL, and for me to stay in that XL, I've got to stay away from, angel food cake, just add water and peanut butter.
Well, Randy says takeout's an option, and there's a reason why restaurants don't sell that. All right, when we come back, from Texas wants you to know that when you go hiking, don't wear sandals.
What?
Yeah. I knew that already. I'd like to think most of our listeners knew that, but we'll tell you why he's sharing those words of wisdom when we return.
When going gets tough, the tough get going.
The definition of the word jam. To pack something tightly. A machine seizing or becoming stuck. A sweet preserve made from fruit. A common sense radio talk show. The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb. Start your mornings on the right foot. And listen to The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m. on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Okay, my wife is conspiring with Janet during that break. Thomas, we're going to have to meet Saturday in the park.
Funny day in the park.
You see a guy in a triple X Nextel shirt with a bunch of 8-tracks.
You're going to know it's Thomas.
Yeah, he'll know.
She said, take him out.
He's there to meet Mark. Oh my!
Oh gosh!
Yeah, I got plans Saturday, Carrie. You're gonna have to stop that. You're gonna have to do that.
She's gonna have to hire a hitman.
Yeah, something. She's gonna have to interfere with that on her own. So in Texas, 353 people have been bitten by snakes just this year.
Oh wow!
So far. And when you're hiking in snake country, sandals or flip-flops is not what you're going to want to be wearing.
Oh, no.
According to Jay Middleton.
Jeez.
Apparently, he learned that lesson the hard way. Oh. He was visiting Austin from Denver recently. And he said they were supposed to be bike riding that morning. Middleton and his wife were hiking on July 31st. Northwest of Austin, when he was bitten. I sort of looked back to say something to my wife, and I felt a sting on my foot.
No.
I turned to say something to her about it, and she's like, "Oh, look, a snake." And I'm like, "I know. It just bit me."
Oh, boy.
It was a copperhead.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Snake sightings have been on the rise. Mm-hmm. Likely a result of wet weather during the summer, according to veterinarians. However, last year, there were significantly more bites, a reported 520.
Gee, golly,
apparently,
wow.
It's always a problem in Central Texas.
Mm-hmm.
He says there's some steps you can take if you get bitten. The most important one is to remain calm.
Okay.
And call for an ambulance.
Right.
See, I don't think I would struggle with that one.
Because
if you get your heart rate up, you're just pushing that venom through your blood.
That's true. I never thought about that.
And it can cause serious damage to your kidneys and your heart if it circulates through.
Jeez.
On top of that, venom can break down the tissue around the bite. You could lose muscle.
Wow.
If enough venom gets injected, if you do get bitten, anti-venom, which is expensive, may be repaired just to prevent damage to your organs.
Yeah. Jeez.
Middleton said, kind of hard to be calm when you've been bitten by a snake.
Well, my thing is, see, the adrenaline's going to flow because after I pick the shovel up and beat the snake to death.
Yeah, then it would already have killed you.
So. Right. True, right. So.
He said he's been practicing meditation the entire year, and his wife was like, you need to go to that place. You need to try to go to that place. Well, she got help, and he did.
I knew the perfect place to go.
And the responders were able to reach him on the trail, take him to the center for treatment. And so literally his wife is encouraging him to meditate on the trail. Snake's gone.
Wow.
She calls for help.
Yeah.
He does that.
Wow.
And it literally saved his life.
That's amazing.
Said his entire foot looked like a giant sausage.
Oh, Lord.
He said it was so bad. One of the most painful things he's ever experienced. And he says he loves Austin, but he'll be back with proper hiking shoes.
Okay.
Because if he had had on a boot, that wouldn't have it would have bit him, but it wouldn't have, it wouldn't have gotten him.
Sure.
Yikes.
I'm just thinking.
And we've got those around here.
Oh, yeah. I found because I was looking at my drain system yesterday, I found about a foot long, foot and a half, I don't know, where a snake had shed his skin. Just right there next to the house. Like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
They are around. But my happy place would be, at least right now, would be the peanut butter angel food cake, which, by the way, my wife said, it's so pitiful. It's he'll go to any measure. And I'm thinking, yeah, I measured a tablespoon of peanut butter was perfect for my angel food cake peanut butter muffin.
So you've completely
abandoned. I think I'm going to copyright it.
I wouldn't plan on that being your retirement plan, but sure, if you want to.
The main thing is the angel food cake mix is gone. It's no longer a temptation.
I told her the good news is chances are most of your expired products in your pantry are going to be gone when you get home. Because I'm pretty sure that one has expired.
Hey, when
because that's supposed to be a powder. You're not supposed to have to chunk it up and
get.
Yeah, that's not normal.
Yeah, she had something. She hangs on to stuff, I swear. I mean, when it comes to this kind of stuff, I found, it was 2008. We were cleaning out our pantries. and I found something that had a 2003 date on it.
Mm-hmm.
2002. It was before we met.
So by all means, eat it.
I didn't eat it.
Did you check the expiration on that cake mix?
I didn't, but I didn't have it that long. I think it got moisture in the one pack somehow. Mm-hmm. I don't know how.
Okay.
But
hey, if you're a parent in Lynchburg City Schools,
yeah,
you're going to want to be listening up. I've got a story about a new app where parents and guardians can track their kids' activity.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you about that and some of our local stories that are coming up. Kimberly McBroom has an update for us as well. She's going to be talking about what the opponents of the Mountain Valley Pipeline are up to.
Right.
An update on Liberty. They're seeing a drop in COVID cases.
Which is good.
And then the Blue Ridge Rock Festival, they did some, apparently they did a lot of testing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they did it as they were leaving the festival. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the purpose of that
was. Yeah, a post-concert, it really doesn't.
Apparently, several of those did come back positive. We'll get the story from her coming up.
Okay, sounds good. It's 8:30. CBS News will have some national news, probably talk about the border some and some of the other things that are going on COVID-related. So we'll catch up with CBS here in about 30 seconds. Janet will also have her Five and Dine and some more life hacks before we say goodbye on this Thursday. Thanks for being with us.
And currently, we have 55 degrees in Bedford, 57 in Lynchburg, 57 in Danville, 59 in Roanoke, and 57 in Salem.
So yesterday, Terry McAuliffe's campaign reached out to us. We're going to be interviewing Terry first part of next week, and we'll catch up with him, see what's going on in the campaign trail, have a few questions for him. If you'd like to ask...
I've got a few questions for
him. I know you do. We're going to be nice.
And, it's going to be nice.
I know. We're going to have him on, probably get him for about 8 minutes. He's got a really tight schedule. So we'll talk about that, you know, come Monday. Dr. Kathy, I think, is coming back. I believe that's what the indicators seem to tell me for our medical Mondays. And then, of course,
we have missed her.
Yeah. And then we have Nonprofit Friday tomorrow. So a lot going on here on the Morning Jam. We're so glad that you're listening, and we're going to cover some local news right now, Miss Janet. I've got this Franklin County Humane Society unable to take in new animals because of a staffing shortage, and quite frankly, you know, they need more room at the inn with more than 300 pets needing homes, critical shortage of the veterinarians along with staff members. Franklin County Humane Society is cutting its hours, but they're also cutting adoption prices for the number of furry friends. They have to make some room for new ones to come in. They also need some help. If you'd like to help them out, please reach out and stay in touch. If you love animals like Janet and I do, stay in touch with your local shelters and just say, hey, what do you guys need? You could just bring them a simple bag of dog food or whatever, or maybe help them clean, you know, the pens or whatever.
You can walk the dogs.
You can walk the dogs.
A lot of different things.
We used to do that at the Bedford. That was my wife's therapy every Saturday as we go out to the Bedford, you know, shelter and walk the dogs. And guess what happened? Brought one home, and it stayed for 5-6 years.
We had Princess. You have to be a very special person to foster.
Yeah, yeah.
I have foster fails. Buddy's a foster fail.
Right.
Yeah. So. That I couldn't let him go. Lynchburg City Schools are now using a new app where parents and guardians can track their children's activity. It's called Go Guardian, and it's only for school devices. It allows parents to add additional controls during after-school hours. School officials say this is a way parents can put their minds at ease when it comes to what their child might be doing online. It gives parents a sense of what kids are doing within the school as well as home, and it just gives them additional restrictions. Supervisor for Instructional Technology Chuck Yarborough said parents can't expand their child's settings but can narrow them. They also have the capability to pause their child's Chromebook. Officials say by using Go Guardian, they're able to integrate the software they're already using in class. It's free to all parents. All you have to do is download the app. You can find that in the Apple App Store and Google Play Store under Go Guardian Parent. If you need assistance with setup, there is a number you can call to get help for that, that is online, and you can access it that way. I think that's a good thing,
mm-hmm.
because so many kids get preyed upon
sure.
online.
Sure.
It could be a dangerous thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Good stuff.
Some good ways to have an app that's really helpful and, like you said, helps keep some tabs to keep our kids safe. We've had a lot of rain the last couple days, and this is festival season in our area. Despite heavy rain, Freedom Fest is going to go on as planned this weekend. New Freedom Farm, Martinsville Speedway will feature the best of the late model stock drivers in the Valley Star Credit Union 300 as well. So if you're down in that area, it's a go for Freedom Fest. And, you know, interesting that we had the story just a little while ago, sending the folks home with their COVID test so they could figure out.
That's like closing the barn door after the horse is out.
Yeah.
I don't understand that at all. And there's a shortage on tests.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
I mean, they're already home.
Thousands of tests.
I guess the only thing that they're hoping is, well, if you have a positive test, now you're going to quarantine and not spread it further.
Yeah, but how about all those people that you came in contact with that didn't get a test and don't have a clue?
And then the test sat at the house for a couple of weeks. Oh, yeah, I never took the test. You find out you're positive, and now everybody, the tracing.
That one didn't make a lot of sense to me.
It doesn't.
But maybe I'm missing a part of the story.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I don't know.
You know, you can have those little zappers that they zap your head for fever. I mean, and even that is just testing you for a fever.
Dentist this week, they zapped my wrist.
Oh, really?
Not my forehead.
Interesting. Well, you know, they said it's the wrist
weird.
And the forehead. And that old ancient book called the Bible, that's where they're going to put the mark on your forehead or your wrist.
Ew.
I'm just saying. They're just testing it out right now.
All right. In a matter of weeks, Virginia voters are going to choose their next attorney general. Current Attorney General Mark Herring says much is at stake with an anti-abortion Republican on the ballot. Wednesday, Herring and a group of women legislators discussed how imperative the attorney general's office is for defending women's rights, and how important it is that Virginians turn out to vote in November. He says he's done his job in making Virginia one of the safest, fairest, and most equal places to live. But if Republicans are elected, that will change.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yep.
His opponent, Jason Mieres, made it clear he is pro-life with exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
He says he is in stark contrast with Herring.
Mm-hmm.
And he says Herring's beliefs are pretty extreme. It's abortion anytime, anywhere, up to the moment of birth, paid for by taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something everyday Virginians support. Mieres also says he would not have voted for the Texas abortion law because the bill does not call for exceptions.
Yeah.
So now we know where they stand on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the election coming up in November.
Yeah, it's a big one. There's a lot at stake.
Yeah, there is.
For sure.
And I would say, you know, go look and find out what your candidates stand for and align that with what you believe. And really, it's as simple as that. Then you can figure out how to vote. Now, not all candidates align with everything you might believe, but you have to be willing to say, okay, the big ones, you know, there's minor and major things.
Right.
What are the major things?
There are some things that we can disagree on,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And that I think that's true in faith as well.
Yes, it is.
There are some things that you fight for, and then there are other things that it's like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, hymns or
right,
the or other music, whatever. You want a full band or just piano and organ, I don't care.
My buddy Chuck, he's
blue carpet, red carpet, doesn't matter.
But
churches have split over less.
Oh, yeah, I know. Chuck's like 67 now, maybe 65, something like that. He says, yeah, I mean, I go to my daughter's church. I mean, you know, they've got all that stuff going on. I just sort of tune it out until the preacher gets up. That's what I'm there for anyways, to be taught from the Bible.
Okay.
So I can handle the music. It's not my
style.
But
I do think people miss hymns, and I get that. I mean, I enjoy both.
I love it when they throw one in at our church, you know, every now and then. Because it is. It's a throwback for me to when I first became a follower back in the late 70s. You know, so it's,
well,
I like it.
My kids know the hymns because they grew up with me singing them to them. Mm-hmm. But I think there are a lot of people, just generations and generations, that they don't know the classic hymns for sure.
Yeah.
You know what I love? I love it when listeners send in their own life hacks.
Oh, boy.
We had one sent in on the spot this morning.
Okay, good. I'm willing.
I had a Facebook message. I think it was spurred on by our snake
story. Oh, really? Okay.
That we did. Sean sent this in. It says, if you plant marigolds around your flower beds and the perimeter of your property, mm-hmm. snakes don't like the scent.
Interesting.
And they'll stay away.
How about that?
I don't like the scent either.
Hmm.
I get it. They stink.
Okay. Wow. So what does it remind you of? What is the smell like?
It's just sticky. It's
really?
Just, and I, because I, when I was a little girl, mother would, and she would do that. She would have marigolds. She would put them in the garden because it would keep other pests away from certain plants.
Okay, right.
And they were, the ones that she grew had like a very velvety center mm-hmm. color.
Right.
And so I, as a little child, stuck my nose down in it, thinking it was going to smell nice, and it was
horrible.
And
it hit you, huh? Mm.
So I've never been a huge fan of them ever since then.
Okay.
But he's right. They do smell bad.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Okay.
I get it.
I just want to pretty much do whatever it takes to keep snakes away. You know, we split the apple, have one of those apple splitters, you push down on it, and it cuts the apple for you. And I always throw my core in the front yard, and they're always gone by the next day. And a couple days ago when I went out, I figured it was deer, and sure enough, I caught the deer in the front yard. And I tried not to disturb it, and believe it or not, I walked really slow to my vehicle and got in, and it kept making its way, because it was along the edge of my yard in the road. It made its way up to the apple core. It really wanted it. I mean, they must just have amazing sniffers, these
Maybe.
Animals. I imagine that's how you have to rely on your food. I mean, of course, a guy like me, he hits the front door and there's something that hits my nostrils that my wife's working on, and I feel like I'm a deer that's about to make its way to a very good apple core. It's tonight's dinner.
Yeah, your nose is like that,
it's
too.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
5 and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and they have a meat department second to none. You want a special order, they'll take care of that. They also have cashiers that are going to serve you directly. No instant checkout, self-checkout there. They're going to make sure that you're taken care of. And they're cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. There's also a VIP customer that you could sign up for.
Okay.
You can text it and get special deals, and they'll let you know of flash sales. We'll tell you more about that in just a second. Today's recipe is cheeseburger soup. My boys love this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's comfort food for sure. But as the temperatures grow colder, this might be a good one to put together. You're going to start with a half a pound of ground beef. I have to double this recipe, so I use the whole pound. But the recipe calls for a half a pound of ground beef. You're going to brown the beef, drain it, set it aside. In the same saucepan, you're going to saute onion and carrots that you've shredded, and celery, basil, and parsley. Then you're going to add 1 tablespoon of butter, and you're going to cook it until the vegetables are tender, about 10 minutes. Then you're going to add in your chicken broth and your potatoes and the beef, bringing it to a boil. Reduce the heat, cover, and simmer it for 10 to 12 minutes until your potatoes are tender. Meanwhile, in a small skillet, melt your remaining butter, add your flour, cook and stir it for 3 to 5 minutes or until bubbly. Then you're going to add that to the soup, bring it to a boil, and cook it to stir it for a couple of minutes. That's going to thicken up your soup the way you want it. Then you're going to reduce that heat to low. That's when you're going to add in your cheese, your milk, your salt, and pepper. Now, this recipe calls for Velveeta, I'm not a huge fan of Velveeta, but it is good, I will say. And if you don't mind Velveeta, definitely go with that because it's smooth and delicious and creamy. Salt and pepper, cook and stir it till everything melts down, and you can put in some sour cream at the end. It's delicious. It's kind of a guilty pleasure for sure. And if you don't want to use the Velveeta, you can use White American. Also, Monterey Jack melts really nicely as well.
Okay.
Cheeseburger soup. It is good. Want to see that recipe? Go to Facebook, type in Janet's 5 and Dine. You'll see this recipe and all the recipes that we share brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
8:52 on the Morning Jam on a Thursday. Hope
Our
you're doing well.
Our listeners teach us so much.
Yeah. What are they teaching us now?
Well, because we were talking about marigolds.
Okay.
And how the snakes don't like them.
Right.
And apparently, you can smoke marigolds.
Really?
Yes. Lester says, smoking marigold seeds has medicinal qualities that increases your positivity. And he sent me a list of 25 natural dried herbs to vaporize.
Oh.
Harmony Herbals.
Okay.
And they called the one marigold pot. Okay. I didn't know.
Okay.
I might have been growing pot and didn't know it.
Didn't know it all along.
Scotch marigold, a.k.a. pot marigold.
So okay. I was wondering about the Velveeta during that break.
Of why I'm anti-Velveeta?
Well, it's got milk protein concentrate, modified food starch.
There you go.
Canola oil, sodium citrate.
Yeah, that's not cheese.
Gelatin, salt, calcium phosphate.
Right.
Lactic acid.
Yeah, not cheese.
Preservative milk fat, cheese cultures.
Right.
Paprika extract, enzymes, and other things I can't pronounce.
No, thank you. Yeah, do you really want to eat a bunch of things you can't pronounce? Yeah, right. I don't think so. I don't think you do.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, it costs like... You
said it was $9?
Like $1 million for like a little thing of it.
That's nuts.
I mean, I used to have a couple of recipes that I used, and I had to revamp because I refused to pay that.
Interesting.
For it. So, but... And do I really want to be eating a cheese... that can sit on a shelf for that long?
For endless time.
I think
it falls under the whole, you know, end time scenario.
Food.
You get Velveeta cheese down by the river living in a van.
But I will tell you, there are few things any better than some nachos with some good old canned cheese on it.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I mean, you talk about...
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed to say that, but you throw a little jalapenos on there and throw that canned cheese.
Yeah, and you're done.
It's pretty good. Oh, Lord, I can't believe I just admitted that. But I did.
You can't eat that while you're driving, though.
I won't tell you how I know.
So a survey of drivers has revealed the best foods to eat while driving.
Okay.
Candy bars is number one. French fries. Potato chips.
Okay, French fries, are they?
That's what it says.
You must not be eating them with ketchup.
Oh, well, I am not.
Yeah.
I'm not, and apparently they aren't in the survey.
Okay.
Potato chips, which would be interesting, and chicken nuggets. I think the chicken nuggets is a good one.
See, I don't like any of those things, though.
Yeah.
I do like a French fry, but I got to have ketchup on it.
Well, we learned yesterday you like Twix.
That's the only candy bar I would steal out of my kids. Not steal.
Well, okay.
Steal sounds harsh.
Yeah, it does. Illegal.
Like, oh, this is too much candy for these children. I need to.
And the Twix takes up so much space in the bag.
I just end up coincidentally taking the Twix ones.
Right.
So, Mom, did you take my Twix? Maybe? I don't know.
Colt from We Fix Stupid Cute Computer says, Cheez-Its. That's number one. He loves Cheez-Its, I guess, while he drives.
Oh, yeah. Well, my favorite road snack is corn nuts.
Oh, yeah. You said that before. Corn nuts, I'm afraid I'm going to break my teeth.
I love them so much.
My favorite is the original. Now the name slips my mind. The pretzel wrap with the cheese inside. What are they called?
Rollos. Not Rollos.
Dang. Oh, it's terrible.
Aren't they Rolos?
No, not Rolos. the original, because they've come out with, you know, 20 different flavors of these. It's like a pigs in a blanket with cheese in the middle and the pretzel outside. Oh my gosh, I don't remember the name of it. That's terrible. Somebody please text us and save me on this one. Anyway.
Combos.
Thank you, Brian. Mr. Yeah. Woody, he's a good man.
Yeah, that's it. Are you ready for...
let's do a hack.
For a life hack?
Yeah.
All right. So have you ever gone to buy something on Amazon and you really weren't sure if you could trust the reviews?
Right.
If you really want the most reliable information on items, you need to read the 3- and 4-star reviews.
Right.
They also found it helpful to sort by recent reviews rather than top reviews.
Okay.
They say it's better if you do it that way.
Interesting.
Also, if you're shopping for a new house or apartment, and yes, a lot of people are,
yes,
make sure you always have your cell phone with you.
Okay.
Because
and?
You want to make sure that you can get cell coverage in your home.
Yes. Interesting. I think we were having a problem with that this morning with
because
one of our
some callers. People, you know, depending on who your carrier is.
Oh, absolutely.
You might not be able to
So
do
either
that.
You know, don't buy the house or get a new carrier. I don't know.
Yeah. Right. If you have something that you absolutely don't want to forget,
mm-hmm.
if you bring something to somebody's house,
right.
the best thing to do is lay it with your car keys.
Ah.
That way you can't forget it.
That's a great one.
So you can just
done that one.
I need to teach my kids that one.
I've done that one.
I literally spent last Sunday as they were leaving chasing down cars for each one. Each one of them forgot something. Every single one of them forgot something. And Ben's girlfriend goes, "They're all just trifling. They just all forget everything." Of course, she's pretty good. She doesn't forget anything. Yep. So, you know, there's that.
Big thanks to our weekend weather guy, Matt Ferguson, said, "Combos, Mark." My brother's texting in. "Combos, Mark."
Yeah, everybody's.
And then Randy texts in and said, "Oh, really? Mark can't remember something?" I've got to meet Randy.
I know. We're gonna plan a get together. If we can ever get this stinking
COVID
pandemic behind us, we're going to do it. And here's my final life hack for today. This one was sent in from a listener.
Okay.
And I love it. So I saved the best for last.
Yes.
Don't take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from.
Randy.
You wouldn't take advice from Randy?
I would. I have already.
Randy has some good advice.
Randy contributed to the show earlier with one of the songs we came out of the break with.
And he offered to give you your free tattoo.
He did.
Very helpful.
I'm going to decline on the... I'll take the advice, but not the tattoo.
But that's good. Don't take criticism from somebody you... Well, let's put it this way. Don't take criticism to heart from someone you wouldn't take advice from. How about that?
That's good. Good stuff. Especially with these days of social media.
Right.
Yep. Well, guys, make today awesome. Thanks for being here with us, Janet. We'll do this again tomorrow, Friday Funnies.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the queue starting at 6 a.m.